Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
So yesterday we started talking about the fact that the SAA deal is in crisis as Gideon Novick resigns from the Takatso board. So airline veteran Gideon Novick has resigned from the board of SAA's chosen equity partner. He represented the airline Global Airways on the board and dealing a serious blow to the SAA partnership deal. We wanted to understand what the latest is and what does this really mean for SAA's future. Potego Mojapela, aviation analyst, a very good morning. Thanks for joining us today. How are you?
Good morning, Howard, and to your listeners. And I'm good. Thank you. Thank you for having me this morning.
So what is the latest with SAA? Does this mean this deal is dead? Where do we go from here?
Well, firstly, let me just explain. Gideon Novick is a director on the Takatso consortium. He's one of the directors, but his role is still available on the... Remember, the consortium, it's consisting of two entities, which is Global Airways as well as Harith. But Global Airways is just a minority shareholder in the entire consortium. However, he as an individual was a director. Now, he's no longer a director in the consortium, but he's still part of the Global Airways, which is a minority shareholder. But let me explain what now this means. What it means is that the participation of Gideon is no longer going to be as big as it was supposed to be, but it's only going to be limited to as a shareholder being part of the Global, meaning that the expertise that he was going to provide as a veteran aviation guru within the industry is not going to be provided as it was supposed to. Secondly, what was supposed to have happened in terms of going out onto the market and raise capital, which is 3.5 billion that they have committed over 3 years, is going to rely purely on now only on the individuals that are left there. But whether they understand what the industry requires and the expertise that Gideon was supposed to provide is going to be a little bit difficult for them to navigate that route. So it is a blow for this consortium, considering the fact that there's been many challenges that has been there with the court cases and with all other issues that were plaguing all this transaction, with the secrecy around the deal and so on. So it is marred by controversy, this thing, and it's now going to suffer more blow going forward.
Isn't it time to call it? You know, don't you get to a point that you say, listen, pretty much everything has been tried. Yes, it's cost us billions as taxpayers, but this is not working, and it's likely never going to work.
Look, at this stage, you all know that SAA currently it's still run by you. You are paying for it. To be honest, you and,
exactly.
and the listeners, you are paying for SAA. Now, what this means is that the plan that they had to downscale the operation of SAA to literally run it as leaner as possible, because that's what they're doing now. They're running SAA as lean as possible. And what now means is that we will continue to pay for SAA. We will continue to do things that we've been doing for the years to come. Depending on when they are going to release the financials, then the public can have a sense of how SAA is doing since they have started. At this stage, because the financials has not been released, we will not be able to tell whether SAA is a viable business going forward, considering the fact that they have implemented SAA 2.0. That 2.0, whether it's working or not, we don't know. Now, that is why we need to have financials so that we are able to tell whether this is a going concern for us as a public without the takatso in the midst of everything.
Has there been, you know, there's been a lot of talk about Pravin Gordhan, what he did reveal, what he didn't, what was disclosed. Are we likely to ever know the real depth of what has gone on?
I was hoping that we would get a bit of clarity yesterday when they appeared before the Portfolio Committee on Public Enterprise. I had really had hope that since he has not come through on last week when he was expected and he went to Kenya, and I was hoping that yesterday it would have been an opportunity for us to get much more details. But he was going around talking about, you know, the blaming business as usual. You have this minister blaming this, blaming that, and so on. And we missed the opportunity to get the clarity. But minister, he is really at the center of this deal. I mean, the suspension of the DG Tlhakudi, the court case that is going through, the labor court case that's going through, what has been revealed in that, it squarely goes back into the minister's desk. And he is really involved and entangled into this whole thing. And I'm sure that the time when we get to know the information, it will be way too late for us. And these guys were appointed irregularly. The RNB, the bank that went into SAA to do audit and give the everybody opportunity to be able to participate on this deal. And they said, there's nobody in South Africa, Howard. They said, no company, nobody. All those that have presented the offers and the proposals, nobody meet the requirements of SAA. How did the takatso manage to go around that and get into that without the concern of those that RNB made an assessment? We paid, as a taxpayers, we paid RNB to do that. And they gave us what they thought. And how did we manage to get to where we are now dealing with the company that did not qualify and still they have not, you know, delivered what they have promised? Over a year since they have appointed them. Where are we going? Now there's a court case that's going on about this whole transaction and we're still defending. And when we defend this, we are paying. You're not defending for free as a taxpayers. We are defending, we are paying, and nobody is able to tell us exactly what happened. How did they get to this deal? That is why you see Gideon saying, I'm stepping out. And he's doing this because he's preventing and protecting his integrity as an aviator who has done so well in the industry. And I think it's very clear that he also thought that this is not working and it's best that I leave.
Yeah, sure. It's really, really interesting. I'd love your thoughts on it. 34519 or 061-895-1019. Ansan says it's been pillaged. It's just time to call it indeed.